Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me use this opportunity to greet host pastor, the Reverend Dr. Derek C. Paul, First Lady C. Paul. Praise God. Reverend Civil, yes. He's over there. Okay. Bless you, sir. I was looking for you right here. Praise God. To the ministerial fraternity of this church, to the able musicians, wonderful playing. Praise God. Lovely, lovely. To the praise team, praise God. God bless you. Amen. And to all my father's children, I greet you in the most exalted name, the name of our Lord Jesus. I want to say how delighted I am to see my own brethren from Jamaica who is now living here in the United States. Sister Ann Palmer, praise God, a mighty prayer warrior. Praise God, amen. Her daughters, Dana and Petra. I call her Petra. Praise God. And I want to give God thanks for my brother, Brother Oyen. Amen. Praise God. And so I learned something this morning that you Americans, you don't joke with time. Because he told me that he's going to come and get me out about 9. And then when I checked the phone, when it rang, it was about some minutes after 7. I was like, these people are crazy. I was still in bed, praise God. But I want to give God thanks for him. Praise God, my younger brother. And I'm just so delighted to know that he's still, praise God, coming to church. He's still hanging on, amen. Praise God, because while he was in Jamaica and he attended school, he went to the Edna Manley School of Music, and he was, you know, I was so concerned. I didn't want him to go the way of the world. Amen? At one point, he was on the ship, and I was so concerned. When I found out that he was a part of a church, I was so grateful to God. And so I want you to continue to pray his strength, because I believe that God has something in him. Amen? Praise God. And so, my brother, love you, sir. God bless you. Amen, amen. Today, I want to share with us from the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And I will be sharing from the book of Joshua, chapter 24. Praise God. And I'll stick with your theme. Praise God. Amen. I'll just invite us to stand one more time for the reading of the Word of God. Our brother read earlier the entire verses, but I just want us to read verse 14 and 15. Let me also use this opportunity to convey my sincere greetings on behalf of my dear wife. Amen. Who allowed me to be here. Praise God. Evangelist Olivine Stevenson. Praise God on our children. My eldest daughter is actually right here in New York at this time. Praise God. But she's going further away in a few hours. Praise God. And so I give God thanks for them. I'll read while you observe. Joshua 24:14 and 15. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods of your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Can somebody give God a praise? Can somebody give God a praise? I didn't say give your pastor a praise, or give Minister Stevenson a praise, or give First Lady a praise, but I say, can we give God a praise? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We thank you, God, on today for this body of believers. We thank you, God, for this inaugural men's convention. We thank you, God, that the leadership of this church seen it fit, hallelujah, to put on a service to cater for all men. We pray, Almighty God, that this will be the catalyst of great things to come, that this will grow from strength to strength, that God Almighty, this meeting will take this community and its environs by storm. Mighty God, we pray, and we send with the wind a word, hallelujah. Oh, that will catapult the men into their destiny. Great God Almighty, we pull down every stronghold. We cancel every diabolical assignment. We come against every satanic sabotage. And we pull the men of Roosevelt before the true and living God. Hallelujah. We pray in the name of Jesus that the men will stand up. They will rise up to their true potential. Great God, we give them to you, near and far. Hallelujah. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus. And we ask that you'll have your own way. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Just turn to your neighbor and tell them there are no middle ground. You got to choose. No middle ground. You got to choose. No middle ground. You got to choose. Come on. No middle ground. You got to choose. Amen. In case they didn't hear you, turn to somebody else and tell them no middle ground. You got to choose. You got to choose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Ever so often, when it comes to time for people to make critical decisions, and those decisions sometimes will affect different parties, you'll often hear persons saying, I'm standing neutral. Hallelujah. In a bid not to offend one of the parties, they'll tell you categorically, I'm not taking any side. I'm just standing neutral. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. But in this situation, my brothers and sisters, hallelujah, concerning the scripture that was read, we understand, praise God, that Joshua, hallelujah, he succeeded Moses. For if we were to turn over to Joshua chapter number 1, it will tell us that now Moses, my servant, is dead. And so Joshua was called by God to take the reins over Israel and over the people of God. And Israel, as it were, my brothers and sisters, there were people that were not so sure who they were. Hallelujah. They were not so sure who they were. Having been raised in a Hebrew home, they were taught the fundamental concept of the Shema. Hallelujah. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Notwithstanding, we are students of the word. We understand that these people were taken into slavery. Hallelujah. And while in slavery, they were taught to do the things of the Eden nation. They served other gods. Amen. They serve the gods that had hands but cannot reach. Eyes cannot see and ears that cannot hear. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They forsook the teachings of their father Abraham. Hallelujah. And so Joshua was now given the commandment, bless God, by God, to take these people, hallelujah, into that land, hallelujah, flowing with milk and honey. Praise God. These people were accustomed to making bricks from straws. They were accustomed to a certain rigorous lifestyle. But God, by his mighty hand and his outstretched arm, he pulled them out of slavery. Hallelujah. Because he desired to make a people that were great. Hallelujah. Now I want to say to Roosevelt this afternoon, hallelujah, that God desired to make a great people out of you. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter, hallelujah, the situation that's hanging over your head even now. God has determined, hallelujah, greatness over your life. Hey, hallelujah. And ain't nothing gonna abort that process. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And so Joshua led the people, praise God, as a military commander. He took them who were just slaves and he taught them, as it were, military strategies. Praise the name of Jesus. The people of God became so mighty and waxed valiantly in the earth that their very enemies quake at their presence. They were able to conquer the great cities, hallelujah, that came up against them. Hallelujah. All the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, oh hallelujah, and the Parasites, they were able to conquer. Oh, you don't hear what I'm saying. My God, my God, my God. For when God have a work for you to do, hallelujah. Oh, come on. I feel my help coming in this house today. For when God have a work for you to do, oh, praise the name of Jesus, nothing in this world will be able to prevent it. Hallelujah. And so these people, bless God, they managed to subdue their enemies so much so that there were no more cities to conquer. Oh, praise God. There were mighty people before God who were just common slaves. But when greatness lies in you, it just needs the right leader to bring it out. Oh, come on, somebody. It just need the right encouragement, hallelujah, to bring it to pass. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus. And so it was, my brothers and sisters, that Joshua was now near the time of his departure. He was now 110 years old. Hallelujah. But there was something different between the leadership of Joshua and the leadership of Moses. Moses, as it were, he brought up a successor, which was Joshua. Joshua, in his time of reign, he taught nobody. He was so busy conquering cities, he didn't bring up a successor. Oh, hallelujah. But Moses, he brought up a successor because he knew that there comes a time when he'll have to leave the scene. Oh, you don't hear me. And so he was careful to pass on the mantle, the baton, with great leadership and pride. So Joshua understood the military strategy of God. And so when Moses departed the scene, hallelujah, The work still was carrying on. Oh, you don't hear me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But hear me and hear me good. The Bible lets us know that because Joshua was so busy conquering all these cities, never brought up a successor. In his time of departure, hallelujah, he was now left, hallelujah, with a serious dilemma. He was not so sure whether or not when he departed the scene, the work of the ministry would still carry on in its authentic state. So the Bible lets us know, hallelujah, in chapter 24, that Joshua gathered all the elders and all the priests, hallelujah, and the leaders, and he brought them into the valley of Shechem. Oh, come on, somebody. He brought Israel into the valley of Shechem because he was now ready to deliver a military strategy. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Why Shechem? Why the valley of Shechem? Hallelujah. Somebody in this house, you may be very well in your valley of Shechem. The valley of Shechem carries great history. Oh, hallelujah. It was in the valley of Shechem that God told Abraham, I'm going to bless you with a seed. Oh, you don't hear me. A seed so great as the star of the heaven and as the sand of the seashore. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, don't cry over your Shechem, church, because it's in your Shechem that you will be brought back to reality. That the God of your fathers is still with you. Oh, hallelujah. Do I have a Shechem worshiper in the house? Oh, do I have somebody who knows what it is? Oh, hallelujah. To be in Shechem, the valley of Shechem carries great significance. It was in the valley of Shechem that Abraham built an altar to God. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. So your valley of Shechem can be a place of complaining or it can be a place of prayer. Oh, you don't hear me. Oh, you don't hear me. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Every now and then, we all go through our Shechem. Every now and then, we feel as though life has thrown a hard blow at us. Oh, praise God. Every now and then, we feel like we are flat on our backs. But it depends on what you do in your Shechem. Oh, you don't hear what I'm saying. Woo! It depends. And when you reach your Shechem, oh, hallelujah. If you are able to cry out to the God of your forefathers, or you're going to lie down and cry. But in Shechem, I'm about to build an altar to God. Woo! Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's in the valley of Shechem that the bones of Isaac and Jacob has been laid to rest. Oh, hallelujah. It's in the valley of Shechem. Oh, hallelujah. That the bones of Rebecca and Leah is laid to rest. So Shechem carries a great weight. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Shechem carries great history. Hallelujah. I'm about to tell somebody in this house today, don't be too sorry for yourself when you're going to your Shechem experience, because what God is doing is building your resume. Woo! God is building your resume. God is building your character. Woo! Hallelujah! Somebody is about to see you with a new praise, with a new worship. Oh, you don't hear what I'm saying? You are about to tell somebody, leave me alone. I paid for this. Oko Shama Masanda. I wonder if there's any worshiper in the house today. I wonder if there's any worshiper in the house today that's about to tell the devil, hallelujah, huff all you want, puff all you want, but I paid for my praise. I paid for my victory. I prayed for my breakthrough. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Clap your hands and give God a praise. Clap your hands and give God a praise. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to Jesus. It was in Shechem that the law of God was being read to Israel. So Shechem carries, hallelujah, the Torah. Bless the name of Jesus. Shechem carries, hallelujah, the word of God in its entirety. And so Joshua brought back the people right to where it began. Every now and then, child of God, every now and then, hallelujah, we need to go to right back to where it began. Can you remember Elijah? Oh, hallelujah. When he prophesied, bless God, to the woman who was void of children. Hallelujah. When she has given birth to a child, the Bible said on a day, the baby fell dead. But because the woman made provision for the man of God. Hallelujah. The man of God took the dead child and went back, oh, praise God Almighty, to where it began. Hey, hallelujah. Is there somebody in this house today? Every now and then, you go right back to where it began. Echo Shanda Messiah. Right back into Shechem. Right back into the valley. Oh, hallelujah. Right back where your praise carries the heaviest weight. Oh, glory to Jesus. Oh, glory to Jesus. And so Joshua, bless God, called the people together. And Joshua released unto them a very powerful statement. Joshua reminded them that it was your father, the God of your father, that did all these things to your enemies. It was the God of your father, hallelujah, that subdued kings and brought them low. It was the God of your father, hallelujah, that raised up a people, hallelujah, and scattered us throughout the land. It was the God of your father. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. And so Joshua said to them, thank you. In the valley of Shechem, Joshua said to them, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. Choose this day. I know you're coming to church for a long time, but that doesn't make a difference. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Because I recognize that people can be coming to church for a long time with conflicting views. Oh, hallelujah. Still don't know the God of their fathers. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. So Joshua said, there are no middle ground. Hallelujah. There are no middle ground, church. Hallelujah. You've got to make a choice today. You've got to make a choice today. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. You've got to. Oh, hallelujah. 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 It's got to be God or the devil. Oh, hallelujah. You don't hear what I'm saying? It's got to be God or the devil. You can't be coming to church on Sunday. Hallelujah. Have a loud shout on Sunday. And then on Monday, you're wrapping up in the arms with the devil. No, no, no. Choose this day. Oh, you don't hear what I'm saying. Oh, hallelujah. Pray for my voice. I have a tendency to lose my voice when I'm preaching for the first time. But as it progresses, comes back. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So my brothers and sisters, the valley of Shechem, hallelujah, it brought back the people of God to a time of remembering and a time of remembrance. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Because they would have remembered man of God. Hallelujah. When they would have been afflicted by the enemy. Oh, praise God. When God prophesied to Abraham and told him that I'm going to make a seed out of you as great that no people, hallelujah, you shall bless the entire world. Amen. Out of you shall all nations be blessed. Yes. Yes. Oh, praise God. And the Bible said that Pharaoh in Egypt, he afflicted the people of God. And he made their burdens very heavy. Oh, glory to Jesus. But if you check, hallelujah, I think Genesis 1 and somewhere around verse 26, it says that the more they afflict them, the more the people grew. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody. I would to God that you get this word in your spirit. Hallelujah. God will use the very thing that the enemy designed to destroy you. To bless you. Oh, come on, somebody. The very thing that was caused for you to lose your mind is the very thing that's about to bless the rest of your life. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, woman, I gotta hear you. For no weapon that is for Keto Shalaba shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against you in the day of judgment shall be condemned. For you are head, the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. So choose ye this day. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Choose ye this day. Glory to God. And I do a little bit of picking around the music too. So I know good music when I hear it. Oh, hallelujah. But I want to say to the musician, while you're playing so skillfully, and while you're blessing your own hearts with that lovely rhythm and sound that is coming from the music, you too must choose this day whom you will serve. Hallelujah. Whether or not you're going to serve secularism or you're going to serve the true and living God, choose this day whom you will serve. If God be God, serve him. And if Baal be Baal, serve him. Echo Shataya Bahanda. Choose thee this day. Hallelujah. Come on, church. I serve him because I love him. He's my sustainer and my guide. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. And I want to report to you that you don't have to play secular music for God to bless you. Hallelujah. 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 God can sustain you right here in the church. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, come on, somebody. You don't have to sell out. You don't have to compromise. Choose this day. Echo Shanda Masai. Choose this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just sit down for a little while. Let's reason. Can you imagine? Can you imagine along with me that Joshua being this strategist, this military leader, this military commander, knowing the word of God, and was so effective in ministry, at the end of his life, at 110 years old, he would have given the people of God a choice. You would have imagined that he would say to them, you have no choice in this matter. Serve the Lord. Hallelujah. But he said to them, having read to them the history, all that God has done, for you to understand that you are here at this point, not because of your education, not because you're lucky, not because of your family background. Echo Shanda. You're not here because of your connections. Oh, hallelujah. You're simply here because of the God of your fathers. So having read the history, Joshua said to them, choose ye this day. Why would he say that, Pastor? I recognize that with our best intentions, we cannot force anybody to serve God. I said you can't force anybody to serve God. It is your choice. Hallelujah. Because if I have to force you, then I'll have to sweet you up every now and then. You don't hear what I'm saying. Oh, come on. Am I preaching to a real church? If I have to force you every now and then, I've got to grease your palm. As soon as something upsets you, you're gone. You don't hear me. Echo Shanda Masai. But when you've made your own choice, you will say like the song man, I've made my choice forever. I will serve. Oh, hallelujah. Not from him. My soul shall sever. Oh, hallelujah. We want some people who have made up their choice forever to serve the true and living God. You're not serving him with no strings attached. Oh, you don't hear what I'm saying. You don't hear what I'm saying. So when the people evaluated the matter, they said to Joshua, we will not turn to the right or we'll turn to the left, but we will follow the true and living God. Hallelujah. Because if God has brought us thus far, he's able to sustain us. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, come on, Israel. Oh, hallelujah. So Israel rose out of the valley of Shechem. Oh, hallelujah. Echo Shanda Messiah. Echo Shanda Messiah. Yellow Shayamo Sanda. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So watch this, Pastor. Moses was only able Mighty God. To train one successor. Hallelujah. Moses was only able to impact one successor to take the lead going forward. But Joshua, in his time of departing, with that one statement, God Almighty, he raised a mighty army. Oh, you don't hear what I'm saying. When the people of God stand upon the word of God, and you have made your choice to follow Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. What a mighty rejoicing. What a mighty move of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible said that Joshua, he went and he slept with his fathers, because the message of the kingdom was well received by the people. Hallelujah. Church of the living God, I'm afraid. Hallelujah. Reverend, I say this everywhere I go. I don't try to sound like, be like, or imitate anybody. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Because what is proliferating the church today, everybody wants to sound like TD and Noel. And all you have running around in the pulpit today are some little TD and some little Noel. But I want to be like Jesus. Koshanda Messiah. I want to be like Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Turn your eyes to Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of this earth will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Do I have a church today? Do I have a church today that will leave out of this house saying hallelujah? Oh, glory to Jesus. I have made my choice. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody, give God a praise in the house. Give God a praise in the house. Give God a praise in the house. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. And so it was fulfilled, Church of the Living God, that you would have thought that Israel was blessed. But when the people of God stood with Joshua and they made that statement, mighty God, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. They multiplied in leaps and bounds, hallelujah. Because they chose the God of their fathers. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. When you stand for God, he will stand for you. When you defend God, he will defend you. Oh, hallelujah. When you serve God in sincerity and truth, oh, hallelujah. The angels are at your command. I am afraid why some of us are still where we are is because we're still standing in a place of neutrality. Hallelujah. We have not fully committed to God. You don't hear what I'm saying? When you're fully committed, it means you're sold out. There's nothing left for anybody else. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody. When you're totally surrendered to God, hallelujah. Oh, glory. A little backbiting won't allow you to leave church. When you're fully sold out to God, a little criticism. Oh, you don't hear what I'm saying. You don't hear what I'm saying. When you're fully sold out to God, you will say, for God I live, and for God none of these things shall move me. Echo Shanda Masa. But I'm afraid today, as you get people upset. Hey, I'm not going back there. Hallelujah. I'm not going back there. I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that. But guess what? You're still going to work. Hallelujah. And of a truth, they don't like you there. And you're not stopped. And come on, don't talk the truth. You're still going into the market. You're still picking up the fruits that those hypocrites are selling. And you won't stop. You're still going to that eat out where the hypocrites are, and you won't stop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm crawling on in the church. In the ark, it was smelly. In the ark, it was messy. It was a messy affair. I don't understand how people expect to come to church and see church clean. It can't happen. This is a hospital. This is a place for sick folk. This is a place for messy folk. Hallelujah. You don't hear what I'm saying. Oh God Almighty, when your heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. Echo Shanda Messiah. Hello Shanda Messiah. This is a place for impotent folk. This is a place for the halt and the withered. Oh, you don't hear what I'm saying. This is a place for the people that are just crawling and can hardly make it. Oh, glory to Jesus. And you mess up every now and then, and we clean you off. The Koshaya. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. If God be God, serve him. So in other words, what Joshua did, Joshua presented both resumes. Joshua was not unreasonable. Joshua presented both resumes. Joshua presented the resume of his forefathers who served the true and living God. And he presented the resume of the Baal worshippers. And he said, if it seem evil to you to serve the God of your fathers, if you're serving him and he has not been good to you, then you have a right to go serve the devil. Hallelujah. So let me be the Joshua in this house today. I am going to be the Joshua in this house today. And I'm going to tell you some stuff about you that you don't know. That lump in your breast should have been cancer. Yes, 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 yes. That burning when you were passing your urine should have been prostate. You don't hear what I'm saying. Hey, hey, hey. Oh God Almighty. That pain you're feeling in your head should have been brain tumor. But you came to this full place called Roosevelt. And when you came here, somebody said, shout Jesus. Echo Shanda. Come on, musicians. Somebody say, shout Jesus. And you are crazy enough to say Jesus. Echo Shanda Messiah. That pain you are feeling in your groin area should have been cervical cancer. But somebody say, show Jesus. I said, I'm your Joshua today. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. There were so many among you who felt less pain than you. Oh God. So come on, Israel. Choose you this day. Who will you will serve? If God be God. Hallelujah. I want this church to stand to your feet like a mighty army. Like a mighty army today. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, hallelujah. Right now, God is burning something out of somebody's body. Right now, God is healing somebody. Echo Shandai. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Right now, there's a fire. Echo Shanda. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Where's the church of the living God? Come on, come on, Israel. Come on, Israel. Your time of rejoicing has come. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Your time of rejoicing has come. Glory to Jesus. I'm closing. But hear me. Hallelujah. The Lord said to tell you. Hello, Sayabahanda. Glory to Jesus. I said, the Lord said to tell you. That which you've been putting together and it seemed not to be able to be coming together for you. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. It's as though there's a devourer every time you put your hand on it and it's about to materialize. Hey, something just happened. Glory to Jesus. And it seems as though it is shifted. But I want to tell you, it's not shifted. Hallelujah. Ah, God Almighty. And you're wondering in your mind, when is it that this is going to work out? When is it that this is really going to come to pass? Oh, praise the name of Jesus. But the Lord said to tell you, hallelujah. Hey, glory to Jesus. That there's some reserve fire that went up for you. Hallelujah. Somebody was crazy enough to pray for you. Sheko Sataya. Labo Sandai. Hakabahaya Mahanda. Glory to Jesus. Lift your hands in the presence of the Lord, my brother. Because this is about to be a new season. Hallelujah. As the Lord God liveth. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. It's about to come together for you. You hear what I'm saying? You believe God? It's about to come together for you. It's the first I'm seeing you. Oh, hallelujah. But the Holy Spirit is ministering to you today. That is about to come together for you in a little while. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. That very thing. Yes. Hallelujah. It's a series of things, but that very thing, that big one, yes. It's about to come true in a supernatural way. Oh, hallelujah. Can somebody give God a praise? Hallelujah. Hey! Favor has found you, my brother. Favor has found you. And I want to let you know that it might even look like it's getting worse. But what God is doing in this very hour, He's bringing you comfort. So that when the enemy starts to raise its ugly head, for you to believe that the preacher is a liar, you will remember that the preacher said, don't worry about it. Oh, hallelujah. You don't hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. 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 Somebody give God a praise in the building today. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, somebody worship God in the building today. Hakabahanda. Yeloboshanda Masai. Glory to Jesus. Woman of God, let me ask you a question. Are you involved in any business? Any business transaction? Not that you place you. You're working on your certification. Hallelujah. But I see much more than certification. Hallelujah. I see entrepreneurial skills. I'm telling you. Oh, Rabbi Shanda Messiah. Glory to Jesus. I see God branching you into areas that you don't even understand. I'm telling you, if you are crazy enough to believe God, hallelujah, certification is just a step into the right direction. Oh, glory to Jesus. Alabasanda. Hey, Aboshanda. If you can be crazy enough to believe it, hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Come on, somebody give God a praise. Come on, somebody give God a praise. Choose you this day. Choose you this day. Whom you will serve, saith God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. This is not an embarrassment. It's not an embarrassment. But the Holy Spirit wants you to let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. You know what? You know what? I say, you know what? The Holy Spirit said, girl, let go. And watch God work. That's all he says. Hallelujah. You know her more than I do. I said, the Spirit of the living God said, let go and just watch God work. Hallelujah. The only reason why it has not worked out yet is God is saying, you have your hand on it. You have your hands on it. But if you can just take your hand. Come on. Come on. Watch God work. I'm closing today. I'm closing. But I just came with this simple word today. That there are no middle ground. Choose ye this day. Whom you will serve. If God be God, serve him. I see somebody in this house. God has not quite showed me who yet. But you're having. This is not psychology, man of God. I don't do this often. Because I've seen people use a lot of psychology in church. This is not psychology. This is, hallelujah, the power of the living God at work. There's somebody in this house today. Hallelujah. Your brain is running hotter than a thermometer. I say your brain is running hotter than a thermometer. Because you can't seem to put a hand on it. If you're here and you're having a problem even sleeping. Oh, glory to Jesus. If you are here, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Just raise your hands in the building. If you are here, don't be afraid. It's not an embarrassment. If you are here, just raise your hands. I'd love to pray for you. could be more than one person. If you're here, if you're here. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. You have the consecrated olive oil. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In case you have fallen the wayside of life, dreams and visions shut, you are broken inside. You don't have to stay in the shade. The potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together. In case your situation has turned upside down, and all that you've accomplished is now underground, you don't have to stay. Shame that you're in. The potter wants to put you together again. Thank you, musicians. Now hear me and hear me good. God is not an auto mechanic, nor is he a body workman. What a body workman is able to do to a motor vehicle, he's only able to repair what was damaged. Hallelujah. But God is able, even if the building is totally extinct, Ketosh. If something is wrong and it is totally extinct, God Almighty is able, Koshata Bahanda, to put it back together again. Hallelujah. Sheko Sanda Bahai. Somebody say Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. The best message you can preach, say Jesus. I said the best message you can preach, say Jesus. Thou son of David. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, I speak to every fiber. Hakashanda Messiah. I speak life. Hey, Taboshaya. To everything that has gone dead. I speak to your blood. Eko Shama Masandai. And I command the blood of Jesus to infiltrate your blood and send life to every organ in your body. Keto Saya Bahandai. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Elabo Shaya Masandai. Kedabo Saya. Hakaba Sandai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak life over you. Open your mouth and say after me, I shall not die. I shall live to declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Heko Shanda Messiah. Let the power of the living God so come upon her even now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Somebody give God thanks today. You don't have to see it. You don't have to see. For if you can see, there's no need to believe. Hallelujah. But if God said it, it is done. If God said it, it is well. Eko Shanda Messiah. If God said it is well, it is well. In the name of Jesus, give him praise. Give him praise. Don't be afraid. Give him praise. Give him praise. I cancel every assignment of sickness over your life. I send it back to the pit of hell. Eko Shanda Messiah. Everything sent against your life, I trample it with the fire. Eko Nayamosata. I uproot it. I uproot it. Labo Shanda Masandai. Leko Shai. Yellow Mosayama. I pull it out of you. I strangle it with the blood of Jesus. It shall not live in this body anymore. This day, Shela Mosayama. Lashanamai. Lera Mosayama. Kotanda Mosayama. Your time of departure is not yet. You hear me? Hey, Satan, you lie. Satan, you're a liar. You are a liar from the pit of hell. I release into your being supernatural strength. Heko Shandai. Supernatural help. Hekanadabo Sandai. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your mind. And the spirit of your mind. Eko Shanda Messiah. Elalalabo Sanda. I command your mind. Hey, to respond. Oh, to the presence and the power of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You're gonna smile again. I said you're gonna smile again. You're gonna smile again. You're gonna smile again. Hallelujah. Listen to me. God said it's not over until it's over. You're gonna smile again. Eko Shadabasandai. Hallelujah. You're gonna smile again. And those who have thought that there's no coming back, hallelujah, tell them wait for it. Wait for it. For God is about to do a new thing. Hello, Shanda Messiah. Somebody just lift your hands in the presence of the Lord. Just lift your hands in the presence of the Lord. Hey, hi, 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 hi. I'm obedient to the Lord. I'm obedient to the Lord. And I'm still waiting for instructions. Hallelujah. I'm still waiting for instructions. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. 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 Yes, Jesus. Ay, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. That's where it is. I know, that's where it is. It's in your praise. Yes, it's in your praise, baby. It's in your praise. It's in your praise. Yes, it's right there in your praise. I don't know what's happening to you, but it's in your praise. Go ahead and speak it out. Don't be afraid. You're not looking stupid. You're not looking foolish. It's in your praise. Echo Shanda. If you can be crazy enough to praise him, it's in your praise. It's in your praise. It's in your praise. Hello, Shanda. Somebody praise God with this woman. Praise God with this woman. Echo Shanda Bahanda. Yay! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. 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 Hakashandai. Hakashandai. Everything that the canker worm and the locust have eaten up, God Almighty said, I'm going to restore it unto you. Sevenfold. Echo Shanda Messiah. I'm depositing on you a Jabez blessing. Sheko Sanda Bahaya. Can somebody give God a praise? Somebody worship him. Hallelujah. Somebody worship. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God. I go right back to where your daughter resides. Right back to her place of dwelling. I go right back into her family lineage. And I fix some things that have been ruptured. Hallelujah. Generations back. In the name of Jesus. I speak to that family lineage. Those generational issues. And I command them by the power of the living God to respond positively to the command of Joshua today. In the name of Jesus. Yeko Shaya Masanda. In the name of Jesus. I come against everything in your genes, in your DNA, Hakabo Sandai. And you're worried too if you're going to go the same way. But the devil is a liar. Shabahandai. It doesn't matter who you bury. It doesn't matter who you say ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Listen to me, woman. Listen to me. Spirit of the living God. I cancel that assignment. And I command that your daughter shall live to see old age. And even in all age, she shall still bear fruit. Cause her to be like the mother of Zion. Oh, Jesus, give her a 2020 vision.